Pointing to the chart showing a flattened curve, Suzuki Naomichi, the governor of Hokkaido, announced on March 18th that the region had contained its coronavirus outbreak and could therefore lift its three-week-old state of emergency. "We are on defense until now, but we hope to enter the new stage," he said. Less than a month later, Mr. Suzuki warned that Hokkaido was facing a crisis of a second wave. He reimposed the state of emergency on April 12th. The prospect of this sort of reversal haunts governments around the world. "The lesson is clear," says Shibuya Kenji of King's College London. "Even if you manage to control a local outbreak, once you lift the lockdown, there's a high risk of resurgence. When the virus first spread to Japan, Hokkaido was the hardest hit region. Although home to only 4% of the population, it racked up a third of the 206 confirmed cases in the country by the end of February." Mr. Suzuki declared a first state of emergency on February 28th, asking residents to restrict outing and schools to close. Locals largely complied. On March 17th, Hokkaido has its first date with no new cases in more than a month. Schools reopened, and restaurants became busy again. "A lot of people thought the worst was over," says Sasada Hironori of Hokkaido University. "People dropped their guard." But a number of new cases began rising again, from 119.8 on April 7th to 296 on April 15th. Though low in absolute terms, the uptick unsettled the local government. The first wave had been linked to Chinese tourists visiting a winter festival in early February, making transmission relatively easy to trace. The second wave seems to have been caused by the locals returning from Tokyo or abroad, and so is much more diffuse. Patchwork restrictions and continuing inter-regional transport have undermined containment efforts, argues Mr. Shibuya. Pollster says 95% of locals supported Mr. Suzuki's first state of emergency in February. His approval rating hit 88% in the early April. The public disapproves, meanwhile, of the national government's delay in following suit. Hokkaido's new state of emergency is due to an end on May 6, in line with the one the Prime Minister Abe Shinzo declared in 6th Prefecture in early April. That, says the bureaucrats in Hokkaido, is probably too optimistic. He should know.